Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon.
If you're thinking about having a cookout, then here is what you need to do, because you know what? You need color-themed food. Red, white, and blue. Right. And you're thinking, oh, hot dogs, that'll be the red.
That's, yeah, Jesse Jones red dogs.
Wrong! Ladies and gentlemen, introducing blue hot dogs.
What?
Oh, dude, this lady on TikTok came up with this awesome thing. What you do is you soak your hot dogs in blue Gatorade.
Oh, no.
And then you cook them. You can also cook them in the Gatorade.
Oh, God.
And then they come out. I saw a picture. I'll put it up on Facebook. It looks amazing.
Does anyone mention the fact that you've soaked that in something that has a flavor in it? You got a Gatorade-flavored hot dog now?
Well, they've said that it's not necessarily, the flavor doesn't really come through all the way.
Yeah, right.
One person said they tried it with, like, a grape. And they got a little taste of grape in there.
You ain't picky. If you're going to eat a blue hot dog, you don't care if it tastes a little bit like Gatorade. That's gross.
Dude, I would so much rather, any day, give me a red natural casing over a blue, weird.
Oh, really?
Listen, hot take.
Look, man, I'm telling you. You're saying what everybody's afraid to say out
there.
Yeah,
listen.
Just say no to blue hot dogs if you're brave like Maddie. Not many people are.
Look, someone's got to stand up to big food.
Big blue.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.